You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Don't sweat the technique. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
On ESPN 97.5 and
92.5. The Hive likes who said it. I don't know if you should be speaking for the entire Hive, Texter. 713-780-3776. Hey, do you like who says it? Who said it?
I was trying to remember when we were talking about the spilled coffee. And there was a story recently of, someone spilled something on there. And there was an NHL game before, or it was right up before the USA-Canada thing. And he was the sideline guy, and he got hit in the eye with the puck, and he started bleeding.
Yeah, I remember that.
And so they were, feeling sorry for him, and they were like, look at you, you're a gamer, you're still doing it, you got blood on your half zip. And he looks down, and he goes, yeah, that's not blood, I spilled coffee during dinner.
Oh, dang, really?
It's like, and you love the honesty of a guy that goes, yeah, I'm not the tough guy for the blood part. That's coffee.
I do admire that honesty. I'm very messy. I will not hide it. They say that people that make messes are geniuses, though. Not my words.
My wife will tell you, I'm messy, too. So.
Yeah, I am very messy. I spill things all the time. Just a little splatter of coffee is nothing. I will smell like coffee the rest of the day, though. That ain't great. I was going to say something, but I forgot. What were you talking about? Hockey? Coffee,
the hockey, the coffee spill, gamers. The honesty.
I can't remember. He'll come to me. Can't wait for the Texans to move to Sugar Land and we can all change Fort Bend. How would we? That's so cheesy. It's funny. It's hilarious. But they're going to move to Fort Bend. They're going to move to Sugar Land. Fort Bend. The Woodlands.
Oh, Duval.
The Woodlands. That's not a bad.
Do we have a county near here that we could actually mate the Duval with? Like Harris doesn't work.
No, I mean we have Montgomery.
That doesn't flow. That doesn't flow. San Jacinto doesn't work. No, it doesn't work.
Galveston doesn't work.
Galveston. No, I can't. No. It doesn't work. Yeah.
No, we don't have that. The closest Duval. We have to it is Doby. Move the Texans down to South Houston and go Doby.
Doby. There you go. Okay. We can get there.
Duval.
Fort Bend.
Yeah, I don't think we can make that a thing with Fort Bend.
Kingwood.
Deer Park. There we go.
Aldine.
I know what it would be if you consider Richmond Rosenberg. They call it Rich Rose. Rich Rose.
That sounds pretentious.
Oh, well.
Yeah, the way you did it, it sounded like you had a pinky up while drinking.
I've never heard of that before until we started doing all this softball stuff. And they're like, oh, my daughter plays in Rich Rose. I was like, huh?
Yeah, let's go have high tea in Rich Rose.
Rich Rose.
Yeah.
Bring it out to Sealy and do Waller County. Waller.
Waller. Like okay.
Brazoria. Brazoria doesn't really roll off the tongue. Lamarck.
No, not Brazoria.
Lamarck. No, I don't think so. Kirby. That means two syllables.
Yeah, but you're getting the inflection wrong.
Yeah, I know. I can't do it as good as
Duval.
Deer Park.
There you go.
That's the closest thing.
Doby.
Kirby. Way to go, Alex.
I can't put emphasis in the middle of words like that. What's wrong with that, sicko? It's hard to do. kind of strains my throat a little bit.
Duval.
You got a sore throat. You got to call some games. So you just take it easy.
Can you work that into a call this weekend?
Duval?
Well, just anything said in that tone.
No, no. I'm nothing but a professional. Rebound. That shows up to work late.
Cougs. Just throw it in.
What'd they call it when your defense, they had the nickname for your defense and then the defense wasn't the good a couple years ago?
The football?
Yeah, third war.
Oh, third war D.
Just go third war.
Third yeah. world.
Get there a block. Third war. I can't do it.
You can't. I need to listen to him. Completely off.
I need to listen to him on repeat.
Duval.
Third war.
There you go.
I'd have to hear it before I say it. Baytown, Chambers County, Conroe.
Chambers. Okay. That works.
Oh, Baytown does. Works.
That's not bad. Let's move on.
I don't want to talk about Baytown.
I don't either. But, and I've never met myself. The guy.
Texter says you've never seen Titanic.
I have not.
I mean, there's a lot of popular movies. We shouldn't be surprised by that with Joel, though.
But I used to go to a movies, concerts, everything. I told you this before. But
I know. It just didn't. Movie doesn't strike me as your thing, though.
It's a sap fest that's over 3 hours.
Like I said, it doesn't strike me as your thing.
You don't like to cry?
I just didn't feel like
you're not in touch with that side of yourself, Joel?
3+ hours for a movie? That's a lot.
So you're saying you've never seen a 3-hour movie?
But if it was like an action adventure movie or something like that, maybe, or a suspense. But
was it that long?
Oh, Titanic
was like 3 hours.
I never saw The Notebook. Never saw that.
It's a good movie. Notebook's not bad. Like, what are your favorite sappy,
sensitive Branham
movies? 713-780-3776. I'm very much in touch with my sensitive side. It's just it stays inside and you never see it. I liked The Notebook. The Notebook was good. That was a banger of a movie.
I don't think anyone's ever called it a banger.
It's a banger.
Time in history. Thing.
They're holding their hands as they go sit on the bench. What's not so to cheesy. Love about that? It's a banger. My mom took me to watch Titanic in the movies.
How uncomfortable was that scene?
I mean, she made me do earmuffs over my eyes.
earmuffs over my eyes.
I was 12.
Ooh,
is that too young for me to for somebody to be watching the Titanic? Did my mother fail me?
She didn't fail you. I just think it'd be unreasonable to think a 12-year-old would sit through a sappy 3-hour movie.
Well, I mean,
except for
selfish.
That one scene, which
she
would
was
be...
selfish. She wanted to watch her movies, and there you go. Here comes Branham, boy. You can tag along. Shut your eyes for the best scene. I mean, my oldest kid right now is 11. There's no way I would take him to see Titanic. I mean, it's PG-13. That's not bad.
Other than the one scene, it's not bad. It's just unrealistic for a kid of that age to sit through a movie like that.
I'm sure I fell asleep. I had to have. There's no way. I don't remember like actually too much from the movie. But
is that the one and only time you've seen it?
Titanic? No, I think I've seen it like on like when they show it again, but never all the way through. Never all the way through again. Because Blankers is right. That's way too long.
Yeah.
3:15.
I never saw the Tom Hanks one with the volleyball either.
Oh, Castaway?
Oh, yeah. That's a good movie. I like Castaway. I enjoy Castaway a great deal. All right, from Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet to Miles Garrett.
Natural segue.
Yeah, I mean, when you think of a lot of people that are alike, you think,
here we go.
Leo,
actually, let me take a stab
Miles
at this.
Garrett.
The Browns are about to cast away Miles Garrett.
That wasn't Kate.
No? And he's going to go near, far, wherever you are?
No, the Bears are like Rose, and they're not going to give a piece of the door to Miles like Rose wouldn't for Jack. I think that's the segue.
A little wordy.
It is wordy. You are right. We'll have to workshop that
Deer
post.
Park.
Browns reportedly have declined to meet with Miles Garrett, refusing his trade request. What do you think is going to end up go down here? How ugly do you think it's going to get?
Oh, I think he's all but gone. It's just what are the, you know, can they get the best offer they possibly can? This is a Jimmy Haslett move. Jimmy Haslett, the owner, who we all know from the Deshaun debacle that turned out, thankfully, in the Texans' favor. Jimmy Haslett's the one that turned down the meeting with Miles Garrett and his rep. So I think it's already done. I think the divorce is all but final. They just got to find a home for him, and Miles Garrett's going to be playing elsewhere.
He's the Flying J guy, right?
Yes.
Because I've been boycotting the Flying J ever since they traded for Deshaun. I'm not even sure I've seen a Flying J, but I've been boycotting them ever since. They're dumb. Like, what are they doing? Like, what state are they in? Like, are they trying to win
Ohio.
Games? Like, are they trying to win games? Are they trying to rebuild? Like, it seems like they should be rebuilding, but they're not accepting their fate in life. Like, you should be trading Myles Garrett for as much as you can get.
How do you not even meet
with
them?
Especially with their contract spot. Yeah, it's dumb.
Like, now the other part of the story is Jimmy Haslam that's refusing to meet with them. He's passing it all to the general manager. Like, if you want to talk, go talk to Andrew Berry. But, like, how do you big time your best player who's meant so that much to your – with all the bleep that you've gone through as a franchise, Myles Garrett's been the one bright spot. And you, as the owner, refuse to meet with him?
And you know what this could do, too, is it could bring down the trade return.
Boom, like, that's where I was at.
Yes.
Like, you keep him, like, happy. Kind of like, you know, Blankers give Caserio a lot of credit for, like, keeping it nice and cordial with Deshaun, which is fair. You should be doing that with Miles, too. And, like, also, they're not good. So, like, get as much as you can for him. I was watching something the other day, though. They're willing to, like, take this past the draft. But it could be kind of shrewd because this year's draft's kind of mid, mm-hmm. and next year's draft's supposed to be a lot better. So they're like okay with getting picks in next year's class. It might actually set up with their timeline a little bit better too, like the whole Watson contract deal.
Yeah, it's just when you look at it, like you said, I mean, the biggest thing to me was if you piss him off, then every team in the league knows they got to do something because he ain't going back there and he ain't playing for that franchise and with the way everything is set up and they're not going to win. As opposed to, hey, we can get a couple of first round picks or some good haul for this guy. Let's just be patient. I think it's a bad message overall to not even meet with the guy.
Yeah, they should. Yeah, I think it'd be bad if they don't trade him too. Ultimately, I think they answer his request and greet his request. Bengals pass rusher Trey Hendrickson given permission to seek a trade. There's 8 teams, according to NFL.com, that are possible landing spots. Detroit, which would be interesting with Aiden. Tampa, the Chargers, Falcons, Commanders, Bears, Packers. Colt, how much do you want Trey Hendrickson, Blankers?
No, look, he had a good year last year. Fan. Yeah, I just I'm not.
More than just last year, though.
Yeah.
He's not a one-year wonder.
I get it. I just don't think I'd be more interested in Myles Garrett than I would be. If I'm Green Bay, then I would
be. And I'd be more interested in $1 billion than a million.
Okay, yeah. Hendrickson's good. I mean, he's going to want probably a pretty substantial contract, too. If I'm the Packers, I'm all right.
Yeah, I like him. I'm a fan of him. I don't think he's top-tier pass rusher, but I think he's pretty – like he's second, third tier. Second tier. I'm going to go second tier. It's also J.J. Watt got lucky that dude didn't get a clean sheet.
He was never going to go to Cincinnati.
Yeah, but he sure did try and sell it yesterday.
He was looking up rental property. I mean, he was doing it for the farming engagement aspect of it, but it was kind of funny. But that was a funny storyline to watch. Seahawks have talked to a ton of teams about a DK trade. Where do we think he goes?
Green Bay.
You still think so?
Yeah.
Now, is that wishful thinking or is that
both?
Okay.
Yeah, I think that.
They certainly have the receivers to
offer.
Well,
but we already know the rumors were out there a week or so ago that they were having conversations. So they were trying to get it as their first this year and one of their young receivers. If you want Watson, you could have taken him as quick as you can have him. But
he's hurt, though.
That's exactly right. Take him as quick as you can get him. But if they've already had some conversation, I think Green Bay realizes that as good as their receiver room is, they need a go-to guy. I think he's the go-to guy. I think they're not paying anybody right now, really, where they could pay a number one receiver. I just think it makes a ton of sense.
I kind of see two other teams as being in the run. I agree that Green Bay's near the top, but I would throw out the Raiders to reunite with Pete Carroll. They obviously need a number one wide receiver to go alongside Brock Bowers, a tight end. And then we've seen the Chargers shed a ton of salary this offseason. Obviously, letting Joey Bosa go. I'm thinking
Khalil Mack is free.
Yeah, Khalil Mack is right now an unrestricted free agent. I could see them getting the true number one outside alpha wide receiver in DK to go along with Ladd McConkey in the slot.
He'd be really good there. But I'm concerned about how much salary they're shedding. Like, you're going to have to rebuild. You lost your two best pass rushers. Like, I get they're shedding salary right now, but how do you replace those so that your defense is decent?
Yeah, I would love the reunion with Pete Carroll. That'd be funny. Then bring in Tyler Lockett. Then bring back Russell Wilson. Then bring back the Legion of Boom.
I could see the majority of that happen.
What's Cam Chancellor doing?
Yeah.
Well, we know Bobby Wagner's
Bobby Wagner's going. Yeah, he's resigning with Washington.
713-780-ESPN. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Keith, you're in the high with the Bees. What's up, Keith?
Hey, guys, happy Friday. I just want to say before I jump into my NFL point, yesterday's two-segment burger and fast food Lance McCullers parlay was unbelievable. Some of the best radio I've ever heard in my life. Like Lance McCullers eating Burger King Junior Whoppers and chicken fries was unbelievable yesterday.
How many did you send,
my
Keith?
NFL point.
How many of those were yours? How many of those were yours?
How many of those were mine?
Yeah.
I probably sent in about 15.
It's not surprising.
15.
You hit the over, but not by much. 15.
He went for quantity and quality.
My NFL point is Michael Gallup wants back. He's age 29. Is he not a perfect fit for the Packers, Ravens, or Texans?
Jeez. Keith always likes the dudes who were good 3 years ago.
He sure does. Or more. And then, but then my bad, I'll bring up a guy from further back that in the past that happens to not be with us anymore, and then I get drilled for that.
So. Yeah, Keith likes to build the all-time, whatever happened to that guy, team.
Yeah.
No, I'm out on that guy. I'm out on Gallup. Man, I think he'll get a job, though. Like, he'll get a job somewhere. He'll get a camp invite. I don't think it makes sense with the Texans. Like, their room, to me, it needs to be completed out with a rookie. So, I'm good on Gallup.
I agree. I think it's going to be a rookie. Gallup? I mean, look.
I mean, he'd cost you nothing.
I could see him in Tampa.
Assuming Chris Godwin doesn't go back.
I think Godwin goes back. Fill that role, but we'll see.
Yeah, I think he gets a gig somewhere. Like, I just don't think it's going to be like a significant contract. I think it's a one-year, maybe even just a camp invite type of deal. All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRNP listener line. Let's make mock drafts great again. Let's do it with Dane Brugler's latest mock. It is the Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. Coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Making mock drafts great again with the Killer Bees. 713-780-3776. Our last mock draft, we had the option of Kelvin Banks, offensive tackle, Texas, tight end, Tyler Warren, Penn State, Matthew Golden, receiver from Houston, and James Pierce, edge from Tennessee. Kelvin Banks won the vote. He beat Tyler Warren and Houston great
Brian
Matthew Golden.
Brian voted 56 times.
Yeah. Yeah, Kelvin Banks took 36% of the vote. Golden from Houston. Matthew Golden took 35% of the vote. He is from Houston. Went to Klein King. And Tyler Warren took 27% of the vote. So that one actually surprises me a bit.
I think the main reason why is just because I think people need to realize what we've been saying, which is I don't think I need Nick taking any more offensive linemen high in a draft for it a little bit.
Does it change your mind at all because of the addition of Kirk? And no addition of receiver yet?
No, because I think you get a cheap receiver that can still be your third best receiver, which is all you need him to be. So I think, no, it doesn't.
Okay. It doesn't really for mine either. I just wanted to see where your mind was at. Mm-hmm. So Dane Brugler from The Athletic, his latest mock, he actually has a projected trade, Giants trading to one for the great Cam Ward. Abdul Carter goes 2 to Cleveland, Tennessee traded down to 3. They go Travis Hunter. Anything else of note? Raiders go Ginty at 6.
Ooh, high. That's high.
Let's scroll down. Tyler Warren, 9 to the Saints. He was on the board there, last mock for the Texans. McMillan, the receiver from Arizona, goes 12 to Dallas. Loveland, tight end, Michigan, goes to Indy at 14. Did I say Shedeur Sanders yet? Oh, okay. Omarion Hampton, 20 to Denver. Pretty high for running back. A lot of love from him, though, is growing. Shedeur Sanders slips to 21, goes to Pittsburgh. Ooh, that'd be a fit.
Clue for the Steelers.
That'd be a fun fit, too.
Yep.
Chargers go Matthew Golden at 22, so he's off the board. Kelvin Banks goes the pick before the Texans, so he's off the board. So the four guys that we have the option of choosing as we make mock drafts great again, Greg Zabel, the guard center from North Dakota State, the football power of North Dakota State. Rams go Emeka Egbuka at 26, so we can pick him. Is it Jahdae Barron? Jahdae Barron goes 27 to Baltimore, corner from Texas, and Kenneth Grant, the defensive tackle, 28 to Michigan. So, Blankers, you don't want offensive linemen here.
Nope.
Zabel, Egbuka, Barron, or Grant, who are you taking?
Egbuka, because that's what I've been consistent with all along. Like, if he's there when they pick, That's the guy that I want, because I just got done saying I think that if you're drafting there, you're just drafting for third best receiver at most in his first year. I think that when you read the scouting report on him and you know he's a good route runner and he's got speed, but he's a smart receiver, I think he can be that Tank Dell for you this year with the chance to develop into more, and that's exactly where I would go.
I'm going to go away from receiver here. Corner intrigues me next year whenever Jalen Petrie, I think, will be off the team and you can slide Kamari inside. So I'm not ready to take a corner. I think I want a receiver in the second or the third round. And there are two players here that I think would be really good. Zabel, I'm a little scared because of the Caserio thing, an offensive lineman. But what if Zabel turns into Linderbaum? Like, okay, all right. That would really help this football team. But I'm also really intrigued by Kenneth Grant. I've read a lot about him, and a lot of people love Kenneth Grant. I think the Texans are, whenever they draft defenders, I think they're going to be very good just, you know, because they're coached by D'Amico Ryans. So I'm trying to decide between Zabel and Grant. And my bias against Caserio drafting an offensive lineman in the first round, is that flawed, Brian? Yes, it is flawed, but it is my bias. I'm going to go Kenneth Grant. Give me Kenneth Grant, defensive tackle, Michigan, to boost this defensive line in the interior and to put him there with Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson, and the Texans have the best defensive line in the NFL.
I mean, look, if you're going to lose Foley, you don't know that you are, but he's free, and you have the potential to lose more than that at D tackle, then I understand where there's a need there. But I just, you know, for me, I've been hell bent on a receiver. So,
yeah, fair enough, Brian.
Yeah, I totally. I like the idea of taking Kenneth Grant, but I just, like, we went through this a little bit last year with Tavondre Sweat. Now, Grant's not as big as Sweat by, like, 30 pounds, but everything we've seen from D'Amico is that he doesn't like the oversized defense alignment, even at tackle. He likes guys that are a little bit sleeker, get up the field. Maybe he changes his preferences, but I don't expect him to go there.
Can I push back real quick on that?
Please.
I don't think it's the size. I think it's the agility. And, okay, of course, that can be a correlation. I hear you. But I don't think he's opposed to a massive man that has a smaller man agility. Sure. I don't think it's so much about the size. I think he wants a certain skill set there,
a trait,
when it comes,
yeah,
to quickness and agility and, like, the ability to get off the ball, all of that. I think he would be very intrigued by a big man who is capable of doing that.
Yeah, if it was someone that is viewed as someone that could get up the field and be a pass, yeah, rusher despite being of a larger size, I think he would be open,
look,
to that. But that's
maybe
just
Kenneth,
kind of the
maybe
push.
Grant's not that guy, Brian. Like, maybe, right, and you could be 100% right. I don't want to block my idea of thinking that D'Amico is anti 6'4", 330 at the defensive tackle. I think it's more he doesn't want, like, these sloth-like men,
yeah, exactly,
that can't move.
Yeah, I agree with that overall. It's not necessarily what is he – What does the scale say when he steps on it? It's more so, can he get up, mm-hmm, the field and be a penetrator? And obviously remains to be seen with Kenneth Grant. I would pause there. Okay, I would also go away from the offensive lineman, because I don't know, maybe this is my own mindset, but whenever I see, because this write up from Dane Brugler, all the language screams to me like late riser. And whenever I see these guys are late risers, like, okay, is this guy just rising up the boards because he lifted the weights a bunch of times and ran real fast? Like, I just don't like the idea of those guys. If it's not something that's on tape, then I don't like it as much. So I'm actually going to go Jahdae Barron, which maybe homer take, but
wow.
But I do think Jahdae Barron, I know they still have their nickel corner, but I like the idea of sliding Lassiter inside and having a true outside corner to play on the other side of Stingley. If you have Stingley, Jahdae Barron, and Lassiter as your two outsides in your nickel, obviously you have to find a spot for Jalen Petrie, and I trust D'Amico to do that. I think you're walking away with a dangerous, dangerous secondary, which makes sense to me because obviously the league gets more and more pass happy every year.
So I think they're a year away from making a move like that.
Maybe, because I get the Jalen Petrie thing. I just, like, I wouldn't shy, like, I would take the best talent and find, yeah, a place to fit Petrie rather than shy away from the best talent and then go somewhere else.
I wonder how willing they would be to bounce Petrie back to safety after moving him to nickel just a year ago.
I don't know. I think I would rather just take the best talent, which in my mind is Jahdae,
what if
then
he
find
sits
a spot
for
Petrie.
Like, what if he's just your backup corner for a year and he doesn't really play unless there's injury? Could you live with that?
I don't like that as a first-round pick, but I wouldn't crush it.
I mean, it's what they did with Blake Fisher, right?
Yeah, I Well, that was second round pick, so it's a little different.
Right.
I don't hate it, but a first round pick for a team that's trying to get to, obviously, a Super Bowl, I don't love it since they do have needs, but I wouldn't crush it.
Is this the first time we picked three different people?
I think it is.
I think so.
I think it is.
Zabel's the guy that, I mean, he obviously played at a smaller school, but they said that he killed it at the Senior Bowl.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he's been killing it. He's been killing it Senior Day,
Combine,
Junior Day, all the days. He's Greg Zabel destroying the days.
Amateur I said
day.
Bowl, by the way, not day.
Oh, my bad. Well, that's even better for me. He's been controlling all the bowls, the Senior Bowls, the Dinner Bowls. I stopped. That used to be a real bowl.
I know.
The early returns, because we used to think that skill position was going to win this all the time, and then all of a sudden we got dealt a curveball by Kelvin Banks. Early returns. It's already got 400 views. My goodness. Look at me creating content. Emeka Egbuka, 36% of the vote. Zabel's got 33.
Ooh.
Grant's got 23, and Barron's got 9. I think I rounded up on all of those, so that equals like 102. That's my bad. But, Brian's guy's dead last. No love for Barron.
I think corner is a tough spot to say this is a fit. So I get that it's probably not going to win the poll. I go best talent and find a way to make it work.
It is. It would be a tough sell to the fan base. I would agree. But I don't really hate the logic, though. I think you're a year away, but I like it. All right, 713-780-ESPN. The duel that no one saw coming. LeBron James, Stephen A. Smith, Kendrick Perkins in the round mound of rebound got into it a little bit too. The drama going on in the NBA. It is the Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now back to the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
It's not the size of the linemen, it's the motion of them. I think that's true when it comes to DeMeco and his defensive linemen. Tex need a true center. They need to go talk to Martin to come back for one more year. Yeah,
Zach.
Good luck.
Did he go?
I wonder what Juice will look like in the new scheme. But yeah, he's talking about Zach Martin.
Yeah, I think Zach Martin's gone. I really do. I hope they find a center.
Yeah, same. Kendrick Perkins versus Chuck or LeBron versus Stephen A. Which duel do you want first? Which is the undercard and which is the main event?
Damn, I mean, I think they're both pretty saucy.
Let's start with Perk.
Okay.
Kendrick Perkins saved the league. You probably heard it, but here it is as a reminder.
The Los Angeles Lakers are saving the NBA. A month ago, let me ask you a question.
We're all dressed like we're going to church.
They're
saving the NBA.
How excited were y'all a month ago before the Luka trade about the NBA final?
I mean, I saw headlines.
Always excited.
Okay. I saw headlines that said the NBA stole the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Because that was the headline that week.
Stop.
So now y'all can honestly say that y'all more excited. Why? Because we could possibly get Boston versus Lakers with the superstar power.
All right, so that was Perkins. Mm-hmm. Here was the rebuttal from the Chuck Wagon, the mound round of rebound, Charles Barkley.
I saw a fool idiot on TV talking about the Lakers saved the NBA.
Saved the NBA?
Yeah. He's an idiot and a fool, but he know who he is. What's his name, Shaq?
Which one are you talking about?
Kendrick Perkins.
Which one?
Oh, he said the Lakers. First of all, the Lakers have had a great 2 weeks. He said the Lakers saved the NBA season. That's because them fools on the other network, which we're going to be working for the next year, that's all they talk about. Let me tell y'all something.
Tell me something.
And first of all, I want all the smoke. I don't whistle when I walk by the graveyard or anything like that.
I don't whistle when I walk by the graveyard.
Right.
I like that.
Hey, man.
I'm stealing that one.
The Lakers are doing great. Got a long way to go. But the reason the season's been going great for the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Oklahoma City Thunder. Y'all just want to talk about the Warriors and the Lakers. They're both doing great. Don't get me wrong. If I turn out to be wrong, I got no problem with that. But y'all are idiots because y'all talk about the Lakers and the Warriors all the time.
I think Charles nailed it. I think he nailed it here, Blinkers.
I do too. I think ESPN pushes NBA narratives. There's no doubt. And ESPN has tried to oversell in the last several weeks the Warriors and the Lakers. Honestly, to me, Jeremy, and you may feel differently, I don't give the Warriors a chance to win it all. I don't give the Warriors a chance to get to the Western Conference Finals. The Lakers, I really don't feel that much stronger about because I think that they have a real need for a front line that they don't have. I think that adding Luka, obviously you add a guy that almost single-handedly took his team to the finals a year ago to LeBron James. Yeah, it's exciting, and they made themselves a better team. But I don't necessarily pencil them into the finals or pencil them even to the Western Conference Finals because they're less than up front. So I think that Perk basically was perking up his own network to say that they have been overselling those two teams.
He's an idiot and a fool.
I think not only – we just need to say that for the Twitchers. I also think that they're also in the take business, ESPN. Like, ESPN's gotten into the take business a lot recently, and I think that they like it too whenever it's a big market, right? Like, L.A., it's way better to have a take that the Lakers saved the league than it is Oklahoma City saved the league, right? Like – if you say the Lakers saved the league, that's going to get response everywhere. We're talking about Kendrick Perkins today. Mm-hmm. Charles Barkley's talking about Kendrick Perkins.
He's an idiot and a fool.
If he said that about Oklahoma City, no one's talking about Kendrick Perkins. So, like, I think ESPN's very aware of that. It's kind of one of the reasons I don't love ESPN, because I think they do a lot of takey stuff as opposed to just, like, wholesome, honest, this is my thoughts on what is happening, where I think Charles Barkley and the inside, the NBA crew, do a fantastic job with. So I'm definitely Team Chuck in this fight between these two. And
Perk took it personal, man. Yeah. I mean, he was looking for Charles. He was putting the area code on it. He was talking about next time they're in person.
He went a little too far there, I think. Like, he's just responding to your take, man. Like, he called you an idiot. Like, stop being so
he's an idiot and a fool.
Like, that's fine. Like, that's
but those are Charles-isms. He uses those all the time.
We get called worse than that every day.
Yeah, we do.
Like, chill. Like, it's not a big deal, Kendrick. I love you, Kendrick. Beaumont Ozen, what's up? I love you. But let's have some thick skin there a little bit. All right, LeBron James, Stephen A., what'd you make of LeBron confronting Stephen A. Smith?
I thought from a LeBron perspective, look, you can do whatever you want. I think from a Stephen A. perspective, it actually ticked me off. Here's a guy that constantly wants to talk tough, that says that he wants all the smoke, that isn't afraid to bash anyone and everyone. He got confronted and he looked scared. And then when he had the chance the next day on his own show to sell his own platforms, not only his network show on ESPN, but trying to push his podcast and everything else, and then, you know, kind of promoted it so that everybody would be waiting for it. The response that he gave was weak sauce to me, and it annoyed the hell out of me because of the fact that all he did was say, look, LeBron wasn't coming to me as LeBron the player. LeBron was coming to me as Bronny's dad, and so I respect that from LeBron coming at me at his dad. But then he goes on to say that they've never had a good relationship. But then he goes on to say that Rich Paul, LeBron's agent and buddy, and other and Maverick Carter, LeBron's buddy, have his numbers, and he would have flown right out if LeBron had a problem. What the hell are you doing? You don't need to fly right out and see anybody. Say what you see that we've all said because we've all saw it. Bronny wasn't worthy of a second-round pick. Bronny should not be in the league right now, and the only reason he is his dad. And if he got a two-way from someplace just so that he could try and prove himself, it would be because he's still LeBron's dad and he's young enough to where maybe he has a future. But the fact that he didn't even get a two-way because his agent and his dad made sure that he didn't get it. Call it out, stand behind it, say what you mean, and then back it up. Don't sit there and backpedal it now because LeBron came to you and had a few choice words for you while you also name-dropped who you were with and how it was kind of embarrassing. Bottom line is, we all saw it too, and I don't think anybody's going to disagree with you that that Bronny James is exactly who we thought he was, not who his dad thinks he is.
See, I thought this was soft by LeBron. Like, and I don't disagree with your points about Stephen A. Like, I agree with all those points. But, like, if you go to the genesis of the disagreement, like, LeBron, your son's a professional basketball player. Like, professional basketball players, and you should know this, are going to get criticized. So, like, even though you're his father, like, you're stepping up to the guy who was critical of your professional basketball playing son. That, to me, was softer than anything Stephen A. did.
Well, I think both sides could be soft because I think that LeBron – like the things that I was pointing out too. LeBron already oversold his son. LeBron already got him from a 4-star to a 5-star because he called out people when they didn't rate him high enough. And then he made the McDonald's All-American game. And then suddenly he was on everybody's draft boards. And the fact is that the same way when LeBron came into this league and he was open for criticism, because as a professional player, you're going to get the smoke and you're going to have to deal with it. Then his son should fight his own battles and be able to handle it too.
Yeah, I would agree that they're both soft. Like, I just feel like it should have never gotten to this point. like LeBron, you're going to have your son talked poorly about, especially whenever he's in the G League and he's only in the G League because of nepotism.
Like, yeah.
Like, that's going to happen, man. Sorry.
Exactly. And part of it is, understand, you created all half of this or more of this. You were the driving force behind, look at my son, look at my son. My son should be rated higher. My son is, you know, going to make the league and I want to play with my son. And if he doesn't say the biggest thing too was he said, I want to play with my son, which made teams consider getting his son so that there was a chance to get LeBron James. Let him rest on his own merits.
Yeah, I thought that was the softest thing. But I agree with you about Stephen A's points. Ocho, I get LeBron protecting his son, but he was completely out of line there. Stephen A fairly criticized his son and never disrespected him. Bronny isn't above reproach. He can get it just like every other subpar player. I agree there. Nether texture, Chuck would slap Perk, and Stephen A would have a Chris Rock moment when LeBron slaps him. Honey Glazer,
he's an idiot and a fool.
That's probably true. Only ESPN puts a headline because Bronny made his first three. It's also true. It's also true. I think Laker Matt Mattson is better than Bronny. What do y'all think? Sure. I don't even know who Matt Mattson
Who's
is. But I
don't even know who that
Bronny.
Is either, to be honest with you. But I just know that Bronny James does not belong in the NBA. And if he does in any way, shape, or form, it's on a two-way deal, which, because of the people he knows, made sure didn't happen.
Even if he was, if he wasn't LeBron's son and he was just like the run-of-the-mill player, like didn't have famous parents, I don't think he's playing in the G League.
He's not a second-round pick for sure. And you're probably right. Like, I, unless someone sees, because of his age, the possibility of him developing into something. But even still, most teams would say, hey, go play in Europe for a year or two. We'll get a better look at you. You play against some grown men, you know, and we'll see what we got.
People are sending in players that are better than Bronny. Don't you do this. Don't let this snowball out of hand. 713-780-3776. Do not send us bad basketball players that are better than Bronny. Texter says Jeremy Lin is better than Bronny.
Oh, no doubt.
Right now. I don't know about right now. He definitely was in his heyday.
I would take Lin right now.
Right now, this
right
second?
Right now?
I would take Lin right now.
Have you seen
What's
him?
He even up to? I don't even know what he's up
to. What is he up
I
to,
saw
Joel?
Somebody interview him like a week or two ago, and he had the highlighted tips, the blonde highlighted tips. And
he's 36.
I don't know what – I don't think he's playing
If he's
anywhere.
Under 40, I'm taking him.
Yeah. How about Jimmer Fredette? You taking Jimmer Fredette right
Absolutely.
Now?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Jimmer was in the Olympics.
He,
you kidding
well,
me?
Kinda.
The three-on-three.
Three
yeah.
three.
I don't care. He's kinda. In the Olympics. Bronny's not making any Olympic teams.
He wasn't in the Olympics for long. Brian Scalabrine is better than Bronny.
Scal's
you guys
doing
stop
Celtics
this.
Games.
Y'all stop. Y'all don't do this.
Now, did you hear this somewhere? Did you guys hear this? Someone said today that LeBron was adamant and someone else backed it up that they thought Bronny was better than at least half the NBA. Get the hell out of here.
What?
Like Bronny,
who said that?
That I think someone tried to associate it that LeBron said at first that Bronny was as good as at least or better than half of the NBA. There's no way, shape, or form that's accurate.
Well, if Daddy says that, I mean, take a grain of salt.
Jack definitely would not have floated on that piece of wood if Kenneth Grant was on it. That's a good point. Do not send us basketball players
See,
like
they
Mark
could have just
Madsen.
Floated on Kenneth Grant, and then both of them could have been fine.
Is he buoyant?
Now, Mark Madsen was back in the day,
I think
right?
He's going to be.
I think it'd be tough to be buoyant if you're that heavy.
Mark Madsen's a coach, the former Laker, right?
Utah State, maybe?
Yeah, maybe that's right.
All right, 713-780-ESPN. I expect all of you to stop sending us basketball players who were bad and that are better than Bronny. Also, our car wreck of the day, 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
He's an idiot and a fool.
You all right?
My leg is broken. The ball's coming through.
Phone, you prick. Where's my money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
Car wrecks of the day, 713-780-ESPN. Not bad basketball players that are better than Bronny. We're not going to read these texts like Pete Chilcutt is better than Bronny. We're certainly not going to read that Stephen A. is better than Bronny. Jackie Moon, Keith. No, we're not reading that on the air. 713-780-3776.
Your boy got a mention. Ryan Elvin.
Yeah, Ryan Helvin's way better. The little E is way
the
better.
A human victory cigar?
A human victory cigar. Joanna Mann is better than LeBron. We're not going to read that stuff. You know we're not going to read that. 713-780-3776.
Be like Mike, what was it, Little Bow Wow? I will take him.
Not going to read that. Brian, don't encourage these people. Woody Harrelson's character in White Man Can't Jump is better than Bron. He was pretty good. Air Bud the dog is better than Bronny.
Oh, 100%.
Come on.
Air Bud can play multiple sports. Are you kidding me?
Blank is better than Bronny. Certainly has a better jump shot.
I think so.
You got a better jump shot than Bronny, no doubt about it. Aaron, give me Matt Maloney over Bronny.
Ooh.
Matt Maloney, I mean, his career will be way better than Bronny's.
He's coaching high school basketball right now.
Where?
He's an assistant here in Houston, and I want to say St. Thomas, maybe?
Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, he'll have a better pro career than Bronny. I'll bet anybody a bunch of money.
I agree with that. Yeah,
I mean, he had a pretty solid career.
Give me Royce White over Bronny.
Who?
Royce White, hashtag be well.
Be well. He's in politics now.
He's trying to be, yeah, right? He's running for the Senate or something.
Did he not get elected? I thought he got elected.
I didn't know. I didn't think he won.
Oh, okay. Bronny couldn't get a job at Whataburger right now. Neither of you would need one. Chubby from Teen Wolf was better than Bronny. Come on. How about Charlton from from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? Remember that basketball episode?
Hold on, Jeremy. Say the name again.
Carlton.
There you go.
Charlton.
I added an H. Bury me in it. Tropic Thunder, Will Ferrell is better.
Wait, Will Ferrell's not in Tropic Thunder.
He meant the basketball.
The semi-pro. Semi-pro.
Yeah, he meant semi-pro. Yeah.
Jackie Moon.
Okay. Yeah, Jackie Moon. Yeah.
Kelvin Cato, Adam Sandler, Little Penny.
I bet Adam Sandler actually is a little better.
Little Penny.
Seymour Hoffman in Along Came Polly.
Yes.
Master P better than Bronny. There's no doubt about that.
Master P actually legit may be better, yeah.
He's got good genes, too. Car wrecks of the day, 713-780-3776. What do you have, Blanker?
First one for me is Draymond Green. Draymond Green calling out Cat, Karl Anthony Towns, for running from and skipping the matchup between the Warriors and the Knicks because he was afraid of Jimmy Butler. It turns out Karl Anthony Towns was at a funeral supporting a friend and their family. And then Draymond, when he found out, doubled down and said, "That's not what I heard."
How close was he to the dead, though?
I believe it was his girlfriend's aunt.
That's pretty far separation.
Girlfriend, that's like a convenient your current girlfriend's excuse. Like family member?
Kind of a convenient excuse.
Okay, well then the fact is that when he was still with he's with the Knicks and Jimmy was still with the Heat, Karl Anthony Towns played in that game.
Huh.
This year.
Yeah, that kind of makes that seem obsolete then.
Yeah.
LeBron, he gets it for his softness, and Kendrick Perkins for his softness as well, Brian.
Stephen A. too.
Yeah, no, I'll just group it up together as NBA drama.
Zach says me for showing up late. That's fair. Another person said the suits upstairs for canceling mean text. Also, car wreck of the day. All right, what are y'all picking here?
Let's just go with the entire
NBA drama.
NBA drama.
NBA drama. That saved the NBA, though. The drama did. All right, does it for us. Thanks to Brian for the hard work. He's Blank. I'm Branham. College basketball, number 18, Purdue and Illinois at the top of the hour right here on ESPN 97.5. Have a great weekend, everybody.
He's an idiot and a fool, but he know who he is.
Goodbye.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? Download it now in your app store.